Hello, and thank you all for joining us at Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holtas, and with me this week, our Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder and chief executive warrior, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Rick and Rob, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Doing awesome. Good to be here.
This episode, what I asked Rick and Rob to humor me on and talk a little bit about was setting goals. And this isn't designed to get into the, you know, Harvard Business Review on how you set goals for businesses or corporations or something like that. But it could be, you know, just the idea of an adult hockey player setting a goal. So, and it could also maybe be helpful for those out there who are coaches and those out there who have kids who are playing a sport of any kind that may be something to pass on to them as far as setting goals, personal goals, and maybe even team goals. So I guess the question that came up to me is, you know, why should an adult hockey player set any personal goals? How do you set personal goals? And how do you actually use personal goals? So what we wanted to talk about today a little bit was, from my perspective, again, somebody who's gone to the camps, came to hockey as an adult, I believe that if you go to a Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camp, you will learn things that you didn't know before you went. And even if you go to multiple times, you're going to learn new things, or it's going to reinforce things each year. But I also believe that you can't just go to camp, go play once a week in your men's league or women's league or whatever adult league hockey games once a week and get better. I believe you have to do other things in order to become a better hockey player. So that's kind of where goals come in. So at this point, really what I wanted to do was turn it over to Rob. He's got the most experience with this as far as being a coach and a player, coaching multiple different levels, different ages, and just talk about things that he's seen when it comes to and what his advice might be on setting goals and where he sees maybe it being effective and then not effective as well. So, all right, Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, when it comes to camp, that if you are coming to camp, you're coming with a purpose. And the purpose, you can substitute purpose for a goal, but you're coming there to become a better player. So you don't want to bog yourself up with too much. And because that could be a dangerous thing too. I want to, and we read all the coaches' profiles we get at every camp. Well, I want to skate faster. I want to shoot top glove. I want to blah, 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 blah. And it goes on and on. We talk about keeping things measurable and attainable. And you and I were talking off air a little bit, Austin. And it's one of those things, yes, I want to become a better shooter. Okay, that's great. Well, you better get out and start shooting pucks, not just at camp, but at stick and puck and getting out, because it takes a lot of repetitions to perfect any one skill. So if you're just going to sit at home and, I went to camp, it was great. Oh, I felt great on Sunday. I felt better. I felt more confident. But then you're not going to do anything for 2 to 3 weeks. Well, you kind of set yourself back a little bit. So you set your goal, you feel better about it after you leave camp. And have you reached your goal in camp? Again, some will, some won't. I know for Austin, it's an outside edge. So it's
never have reached that goal.
I know we're still working on it.
That outside edge is not going away.
It's not going away. but it does take, and you're finding too, it takes time. It takes time and a comfortability, to get comfortable with it. And like I said, if you're just not going to work at it, then there's no sense in even trying, really. And I hate to say that, it sounds really negative, but again, you come to camp with a purpose to get better. And the flip side of that is, you're coming to camp because you do want to work on a lot of stuff. And if there's nothing specific there and you're just working hard on everything, so be it. Right. It's like, that's awesome. That's great. But some people do come with stuff that's pretty specific. And as Rick always says, and it's, I think it's in the brochure still, I can't remember, but you're an adult, you're responsible for your own learning. And so don't come to us and say, what about this? And what about that? Like if you gotta, you got to take some responsibility for what you learn and how you receive the information, how you kind of all over the board here, but how you receive that information and how do you intend to work on that to become better. That's your responsibility. That's when you talk about your responsibility as an adult and your learning, you got to take what we give you and try to improve on that, because 12 hours of ice, which is a long time for a weekend for most adult league players, you know, you're not going to be, and I say this at camp all the time, you're not going to be Connor McDavid at the end of it. You're not going to be all those guys. You're going to feel more comfortable in your skates. You're going to feel more comfortable with the puck. You're going to feel more comfortable with your shot. But if you wanted to take another step, you as the adult have to take that step without us.
So would you say maybe a good starting point for someone who is interested in carrying forward goals or something like that in their development, that, because it just occurred to me that, you know, when I have come to camp, I've done all the player profile stuff and I've put those things in that I wanted to get better at. One thing I didn't do was I certainly didn't write it down in any other spot other than on the form that I submitted. And I certainly didn't think about it during the weekend that I recall. And I have no idea what I actually put in that. So maybe a first step would be, if you're going to do that and that's what you want to work on, perhaps that then could be something someone follows up with at camp and after camp as something that they, you know, again, you'd have to write it down. You'd have to make yourself accountable for it. Make it realistic and tangible and measurable, even if it is the outside edge, you know, just like we've talked about. I've actually made that a goal and I work on that. That's when I go to stick and puck. I work on it, maybe not as long as I should and maybe not as intensely as I should, but I actually do work on an outside edge. Now, I've never written it down as a goal. I've never actually measured it. I've never done all that kind of stuff. But would you think that might be a good spot, at least to start as somebody's looking at something, is take your, if you've gone to camp or you're going to camp, take those goals or those things you want to work on and maybe turn those into goals.
So I'll tell you a little story. I used to keep as a player 100 years ago, I used to keep a little notebook. So after a game, if I didn't have a good game, what didn't I do well? If I had a good game, what did I do well? And even then, what can I do better? So I kept a little notebook, and I do. And as coaches now, you talk to coaches, we kind of do the same thing. What did we do well this game? What did we do well this weekend? All right. And, you know, how have we structured our team to play and how well did we do? All right. So what do we got to do to take that next step? And then when we get to practice that week, all right, that's what our focus is going to be, kind of work on our weaknesses and enhance our strengths. So you try to touch on a little bit of all that stuff. Again, as a coach who has his team on the ice 4 or 5 times a week, it's easy for me to do. And as a player growing up, we were on the ice every day. So again, easy. So for an adult, but you can do the same things. Just write it down. Okay. What did coach tell me? What did we do? What, you know, and then kind of keep track of it a little bit. And it doesn't have to be this elaborate thing, right? It just could be a little notebook the size of your phone. It just kind of like, yeah, I could have got myself open a little bit better. I handled the puck too long before I shot. I just should have tried to one time that, or, you know, take a quick shot or whatever it may be. And it's just kind of reminders in your head to, okay, yeah, I got to do that a little bit better. And I think that's a good way of starting. And it's a simple process. But like I said, the other part of it is, and you and I again talked about it off air, is that the goal of the beer leaguer might just to be get out of the house, go have my hour and a half game, have my cold beer at the end of it, and then away we go. I mean, and that's perfectly fine. That is absolutely, absolutely perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I was going to say that about, you know, when you talk, you see like the people where they fill out their warrior profile and their goals, and some people have like 10 things on their list, and some people have 2 or 3, and some people are just like, I'm just coming to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, like that's cool. Like that's, if that's what you want to do, like camp is fun. And of course they're learning something, but they don't have a specific goal, and you know, good for them. That's whatever you want. Right. But if there's certain things you want to learn, it does help to focus on them.
I guess that was my overall thing. And I think Rob touched on it as well. It could be just as simple as having a conversation like we're having now about self-assessment. And then identifying, if you do want to truly get better at something, you have to actually put something in motion to do that,
right,
whatever that is. And you guys go over all this stuff at camp. You know, obviously you have a plan before you go in on what you're going to do. You're able to adapt that plan to who's there, but it's a similar type of thing. You're assessing everybody as they go through, and you as a coach are helping them change and adapt that. And you go, all right, I thought maybe we'd be able to get through all of this on this night, but the goal is now not to get through all of that on this night. We're going to have to move it into tomorrow, and we'll just adapt as we go along. And I think that's kind of where I was going with the kind of just the topic idea was, it doesn't hurt to do even just what Rob said, just write down those things. Maybe when you get a chance that goes, man, I wasn't really good at that. Or you know what? I did this tonight and it was really good. And you just kind of think about it. So that was kind of where I wanted to go with this conversation.
That's kind of one of the things about doing the warrior profile that we, you know, we have people fill out before camp. It's not like, you know, we're going to look at that list and say, okay, we have to put all this stuff in the camp. It's part of the purpose of that is getting the players to think about what it is they want to do. And then, you know, Rob will look at it and say, oh, you know, a bunch of people want to work on slap shots or whatever. So, you know, we'll make sure we incorporate that or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're not changing the curriculum to, you know, based on what everybody asks for. It's getting people focused on, oh, what do I want to learn?
Yep.
Right.
And until you get there, as you know, as I think I've mentioned this before on here, that I didn't really, I mean, I knew there were edges. I didn't understand edge work and how you did that before I came to camp. I didn't know that was a goal I needed to work on. Once I left camp, I knew that was something I needed to work on. So maybe those people who've been to camp have identified now what they want to work on. And those who haven't gone to camp yet, trust me, you're going to get lots of things that could be identified for you to get to work on and set goals for.
You're not the only one that came to camp realizing that there were outside edges on your skate sauce. No, okay. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up.
I don't beat myself up, but you know.
No, Rob does that for you every single podcast. Yes.
That's all good. You know, my pain is everybody else's gain. So yeah. So you know, and I think, you know, Rob and I were talking too, you know, before we started recording, that I didn't want to get this again down into the here's how you build a goal. Here's what we expect of you for goals. This is for everybody to figure out for themselves. It was just a topic that maybe would be a jumping off point for people to self-assess what maybe they want to do to become better. And then, as Rick said, decide if it's worth it. You know, you have to decide, you know, is developing a gym routine where you go 3 or 4 times a week to the gym and lift for an hour to get better at men's league hockey, is that worth your time? I don't know. Everybody's got to figure that out for themselves.
But see, the thing is, yeah, you're right. The last thing you said, everybody's got to figure that out for themselves. Yeah. So there are those people, there are those adults that want to, you know, they're still playing, like they love it. And they're just trying to wrap up the intensity level and go. You got to remember, this is beer league hockey and it's supposed to be fun. So the other dangerous point I want to make, not dangerous, but the other thing you have to be careful of with setting goals is that, are you losing sight of the fun part of it?
Exactly.
Like if you can't, okay, again, we'll just say, I want to score 25 goals this year. Well, is that realistic? I mean, is it? And then you don't get there, you score 5 and they're like, ugh, you know, and then you get down and out on yourself and beating yourself up. That's not something we want to see happen. Right? You got to be having fun. Every time you walk into the rink and put on those skates, like the most important thing for me with beer leaguers is having fun. And if we, as coaches at Weekend Warriors, can improve your game a little bit so you can play a little bit better, that's awesome. That's fantastic. But again, going back to your point, it's not a bad thing to show up to camp with some certain goals in mind. You just got to be careful with it a little bit, that you're, you know, not to beat yourself up if you don't, you know, I want to shoot bar down. And all right. And then, okay. So we improved your shot over the course of camp, but you're still not going bar down. So what are you going to do about it? So now we go back to, now it's upon you as the adult to go back to your rink and practice, you know, but you can't beat yourself up about it. And just remember why you're playing.
Yeah.
And that is just to have a good time, get a little exercise in there. Have a cold beer at the end of it and go home feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah.
You don't, again, not to beat yourself up. You know, if you are, you know, you're playing competitively and your team's struggling and you're struggling, I mean, then there's a lot to get upset about, because there's a different expectation there of what you're trying to achieve. So it's just something you have to be careful with.
Any thoughts there, Rick?
I was just thinking about how we've been doing this so long. Rob used the Connor McDavid analogy. When we started out, it was like, you know, at the end of camp, you're not going to be Wayne Gretzky. And then it was like, you know, at the end of camp, you're not going to be Sidney Crosby. Now we're on to Connor McDavid. So we're like third generation of players, star players.
I can still use Sid too.
Yeah, of course. But it's just funny when you said, I was expecting to say Sidney Crosby, you said Connor McDavid. I was like, yeah, we've been doing this a while. So
yeah, just one of those things.
Well, you know, I think that that kind of scratched the itch where I was trying to go with the idea that goals could be something that folks that are listening to this might want to consider. They don't have to be some type of super deep in-depth thing. It just could be thinking about self-assessment and areas you can get better. And then maybe putting a marker out there to go, hey, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, maybe a little bit more. And then like Rob said, don't beat yourself up over it. You set a goal that's unrealistic. It doesn't work out. Set it a little bit lower, but you know, try it again.
Come to camp with a purpose. All right. And if you want to be a little more specific, that's fine too. Just keep it, you know, like you said here, attainable, something that's and realistic. Those are, again, I think those are two good words, and just come with that purpose and you decide, you said it earlier, you decide for yourself where you want to go with this. So,
yeah.
And the thing that Rob always talks about at camp and like, you know, and you touched on Austin earlier was, you know, you don't necessarily, for instance, we're going to teach you a lot of stuff at camp, right? And there's some things where the light bulb comes on, you're like, oh, that's how you do that. And then you can do it, right? Because you just know how. And then there's like, oh, that's how you do that. Now I have to work on being able to do that. And maybe you figure it out at camp, you get better at it at camp, but it's probably something that you're going to need to go back to your rink. And, you know, whether it's shooting or it's like, okay, now I know how to shoot a proper wrist shot. Great. Now, you know, I took 30 wrist shots at camp during that drill or whatever. Okay. I get the idea. Now I need to go and take, you know, 300 a day or whatever, you know, whatever you want to do in my driveway or when I have stick and puck or, you know, that type of thing. So
exactly. Yep. And I throw a quick word of caution out there. Be careful with some of these things, how deep you get into them and how quickly you get into them. You can develop some injuries and things like that if you're not careful. You know, shooting 100 pucks a day for a 40-something-year-old person might not be the right thing.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah. So
you'll be sore. You'll be sore. You will be sore. And the last thing I'll say is that the only person you need to measure yourself against is you. Don't look at somebody else. Rick and I are buddies and we go to camp together and I pick up the wrist shot right away and Rick's like, I got it, but I haven't got quite it. And then you can't get all upset. The only person you got to measure yourself against is you. So don't be looking at other people. Don't be, it's okay. It's just you. It's you. You know, if you want to get better at it, just work at it. If someone's just a little quicker to get it, that's fine too. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just worry about you.
Yep. Great advice. So,
and skill development. Now, when you're getting your game, you got teammates, you know, then you got, it's a whole different story, but
yeah.
And just in your own development.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I think that covers kind of where we wanted to go. It was in my mind, a topic that maybe would get the kind of discussion that we had and key some people who are listening to this, maybe option is available to them to do that. And could be, if you're coming to camp this year, maybe have a talk with Rick and Rob about it. And maybe they can help come up with some things over the course of the camp that maybe you would want them to send you back with to work on as you leave and go back into playing at your own rink. So.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, like you know, my email's on the website, Rick's on the website. Don't, if there's something there, just reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask. We usually respond fairly quickly.
Well, that kind of covered the topic for today. And, you know, we're hitting our kind of one period of NHL hockey time length of about 20 minutes. So, wanted to throw it over to Rick, see if there's any updates on camps or anything you wanted to throw out there before we kind of close out.
Yeah. So, camps are really doing well this year. We are hitting the road. We go Shelton, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Tahoe, and camps are selling out. In fact, even some of the later season camps like Vail and Seattle are on the borderline of selling out. So it's definitely going to be a good year. So we're really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, that covered everything I wanted to cover. For those listening, we will be recording our next episode in between all that travel. We haven't discussed about the next option. So if you do have any questions or you're interested in coming on the show as a guest or anything like that, please reach out. We're happy to take that information and to make it work. So with that, we'll close out unless Rick and Rob have any final thoughts they want to throw out there.
Nope.
All right. Awesome. Well, we hope everybody enjoyed the episode. If you do have any of those topics or questions or ideas, info@weekendwarriorshockey.com, and go ahead and share us if you enjoy this show with a friend and leave some 5-star reviews. And until next time, keep up the hard work every time you are out on the ice.